There's been a marked increase across the country. That's very welcome. We highlighted the fact that perhaps many young people weren't registered to vote, but we're very pleased to see that across the country that there's potentially up to 125,000 people have registered. And Donegal is kind of at the top of the league with almost 2,885 extra people have been included in the supplementary register, which is 128% up on the last referendum which we had in 2015. So that's very, very welcome that so many people, and particularly young people, have actually made sure that they have the right to vote on Friday next.
What do you think is causing that? Is it a renewed interest in politics? Is it this specific referendum? What do you believe is the reason for this spike?
Partly we would argue that the current system is a little bit outdated, and it makes it quite difficult for young people to get on the register. That's part of it. And some, like everything, I suppose, in Ireland, people don't maybe register until they have to. And also, I suppose, it has been 2 years since we had a national election, so that might be the reason why so many extra people have suddenly, there's been a surge in the last couple of months for people to register, because I suppose this is an issue that people have views on, and obviously not everybody on the that has been included is a young person, but we know that there has been particular interest among young people in this particular issue, and that probably has driven the surge in recent months. And I suppose it's important to compliment as well the local authority staff in Donegal and around the country who've probably been working very hard to make sure all these people have the right to vote on Friday, and we certainly encourage them to use their franchise.
It's becoming the norm now for elections to take place on a Friday. It's not that long ago that they would have taken place on a Thursday with the count on Friday, and it's due in no small way to organisations like the National Youth Council of Ireland campaigning to have polling moved to Friday that caused that to happen.
We're of the view that we all have a democratic right, and I suppose we have a responsibility to get to the polls, but I think it's important that the political system and the government make sure that people have, you know, make it as easy as possible for people to vote, and particularly many young people around the country in Donegal, the Northwest, and in many parts of rural Ireland. You know, they might be studying in another part of the country, and it's really important that they have the time and the capacity to get back. You know, we do know that many young people do get buses and trains and car lifts and everything to make sure that they have the right to vote and actually can vote. So it is welcome that this referendum, the polling booths are open from 7 a.m. in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. So we'd encourage people to plan ahead and make sure that they have enough time to get back home to vote in the referendum.